happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. We're learning more about just how devastating a blow Israel dealt the Hezbollah militant group in Friday's airstrikes inside Lebanon.
Hezbollah now saying that at least 13 senior members of the group were killed, including two top commanders, Ibrahim Akil and Ahmed Wahbi. These were top leaders in the group's elite Radwan unit.
The BBC's Hugo Bachega in Beirut, the BBC's Daniel DeSimone in Jerusalem on what Israeli defense officials are saying.
They're saying that when they carried out the strike, those people were meeting in a basement in the residential building in Beirut to plot attacks against Israelis.
The UN has said the pager and walkie-talkie explosions earlier this week in Lebanon, which killed 37 people, violated international humanitarian law. On Friday, Hezbollah fired 140 rockets into Israel from Lebanon. On the campaign trail,
Trump supporters are eagerly awaiting their candidate's speech at a rally in Wilmington, North Carolina this afternoon.
It's kind of surprising that it's a swing state. I feel like most around here are for Trump.
Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson would usually be by the former president's side, but not today after CNN reported he made a series of anti-Semitic and sexual comments on at least one pornography website, calling himself a black Nazi. He denies the allegations. The Trump campaign is distancing itself from him.
CBS's Wendy Gillette reporting. Health Watch, and go ahead and order that second skinny latte with extra foam.
A new large study in China finds regularly drinking moderate amounts of coffee and caffeine may help prevent numerous health issues, including type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. After studying caffeine intake of over 500,000 people, researchers say those who drink on average 3 cups of coffee a day seem to benefit the most.
CBS's Michael George reporting. A musical legend marks a few new landmarks.
Herb Alpert has released his 50th album, and it's called 50. Alpert says he couldn't believe it when his nephew, who's also his manager, pointed out to him that he'd made so many albums. This year also happens to be Alpert's 50th wedding anniversary. Herb Alpert, who is 89, is already working on album number 51. And when asked what else he wants to accomplish, he says he'd like to live a longer life. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Apocalyptic scenes in parts of Europe. An Italian woman's winched to safety as floodwaters race past her balcony. Parts of Central Europe are seeing their worst flooding in more than 20 years. Scientists putting much of the blame on global warming. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. Highs near 82, a little breezy. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows around 55. Mostly cloudy, 66 with a slight chance of a rain shower on Sunday. Monday, mostly sunny, 68. Tuesday, mostly sunny, near 70.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
spin and twirl around the floor. Kick up your heels, you'll feel so fine. Let's ask the band to play once more.
Come on, let's dance. That's John Stevens and his orchestra kicking things off on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Hey, everybody. I'm Tim Hobble, the polka guy, as you all probably know by now. You got lots of good tunes on the way here today. My program is pre-recorded. I have other health issues that I can't be in the studio on a Saturday morning, but or even a Sunday afternoon, I've got some things going on. But we're going to try and work something out where maybe I'm there in the studio maybe once or twice a month. That would be great, wouldn't it? Yeah. All right, let's continue with some more music here, shall we? And it's the Primetime Polka, and this is the George Stadahar Band.
Celebrate, polkas are prime time for us. We play the songs that will bring you good cheer, sounds that are pleasing to everyone's ear. Almost like magic, yes, they bring you happiness. Come do some prime time with us. Focus for us.
turn the dance floor upside down. So leave your honey, don't feel funny, out onto the dance floor. It's time for you to spread the news. So join in now and help us spread the news.
It's the news and spread the news. You bet. We got a tune coming up here from Da Youpers up there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan there. I had a chance to be with them at State Fair, and also they performed at the Chandelier Ballroom in Hartford, Wisconsin, where the radio station actually promoted that and had a chance to go backstage and excuse me, mingle with them. Right now, though, we're going to play one called Fishing with Fred. Well, Fred is the dog, and it's kind of a cute tune. So here's Da Youpers.
Come on, guys, on Binky. Give this pontoon a push, eh? Buddy, Billy and Mike, we got to go back.
Hook them with your pole and reel them in.
Okay.
20 youpers in a pontoon boat, driven by my buddy Mike. We're fishing out on the basin for alligator walleye pike. Emo brought his TV and Routy's beagle Fred. He's too old to drive a rabbit, so he comes fishing with us instead. We got lawn chairs, a poker table, an ice cold keg of beer. We're loaded down with so much stuff, Mike can hardly steer.
Hey, what's up with the
stuff? He thinks I'm working, and the boss, he thinks I'm sick. It's a perfect day for fishing, drinking beer and telling lies. It's a little bit like heaven when you're fishing with the guys. Mooch is showing dirty shirt, the proper way to cast. He snags old no-neck behind the ear, of course nobody laughs. Dabber's grilling venison steaks, the flames are 3 feet high. His fishing hat is smoldering, but it keeps away the flies. Mungo's on his 15th beer, he's standing by the keg. He don't know Fred the Beagle is going on his leg.
Attaboy, Fred.
20 youpers in a pontoon boat, fishing for Moby Dick. The wife, she thinks I'm working, and the boss, he thinks I'm sick. It's a perfect day for fishing, drinking beer and telling lies. It's a little bit like heaven when you're fishing with the guys. A Winnebago is bobbing by. It looks like Noah's Ark. It's full of terrorists from Ohio. They're fishing for freshwater shark. They say some fool forgot the plug. Their boat sank like a rock. So they launched a Winnebago. That beats fishing from the dock. So we all run up front to look, and the pontoon starts to sink. Everybody but Fred the Beagle ends up in the drink. 20 youpers in a pontoon boat, fishing for Moby Dick. The wife, she thinks I'm working, and the boss, he thinks I'm sick. It's a perfect day for fishing, drinking beer and telling lies. It's a little bit like heaven when you're fishing with the guys. It's a little bit like heaven when you're fishing with the guys.
Yeah, there you have it, Da Youpers and Fishing with Fred. Well, I got to... Yes, we're going to play this song. My computer didn't stop like it was supposed to. The Budweiser theme, we're going to play this for Getzy, the Getzloff Farm. Had a chance to talk with him earlier this week, and he is listening. So here you go, Getzy. Thank you. go get you. I got another one here I want to play for you. That was the Budweiser theme song. Mm-hmm. Now, the next one here I want to play for you is the new John Deere tractor song. This is the one, a little bit different version than the old original one. Good tune, though.
Got a John Deere tractor, it's a Model A. I use it for my plowing and also baling hay. It pulls a two-bottom plow, both 16 inches length. And you should hear that John Deere pull when I drop her in the clay. John Deere tractor for a hayrack ride. When going down the hill, boy, it sure did fly. The rack, it was loaded way up to its fill. And you should have heard that John Deere pull when it came up to the hill. My John Deere tractor to a platform dance. I met a pretty maiden and thought I had a chance. When dancing to the music, I really held her tight. And you should have heard that John Deere purr as we drove her through the night. Asleep and plowed up half his fence. I looked him in the face. I knew it was time to flee. And you should have heard that John Deere run with my neighbor chasing me.
John Deere tractor song. All right, with that, we're going to take a little station break right now here at Civic Media, WFHR, AM 1320, FM 97.5. Tim the polka guy. We'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like making and maintaining friends, making new friends. Mm. These are things that actually, like, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody.
What people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely.
Very.
That's how he gets friends. He hires them to work with him.
My friend's contact list. It is three guys.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. We've got Carrie Christensen bringing us back into the program with the Chicken Yodel.
Cows, and I got some chickens down on the farm, and I'm not kidding when I say I fear them all here. And they make a funny noise, and this is what they say. Well, the chicken goes rock, 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 and the pig says oink, oink, and the cow goes moo, 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 moo. And I got a little horse, kick him in the rear, he goes. Some chickens down on the farm, and I'm not kidding when I say I feed them all hay. And they make funny noises, this is what they say. Well, the chicken goes rock, 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 and the pig says oink, oink, and the cow goes moo, 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 yeah. And I got a little horse, kick him in the rear, he goes.
That is the Shimoleskis and horses, cows, and chickens. Oh, yeah, we got another one here coming up. It's Down on the Farm Polka, and it's actually like the Mickey Mouse theme, you know, M-I-C-K-E-Y, you know that thing? Yeah. So let's give her a spin, shall we?
Thank you.
what do you say? It's another day. To the fields I will go. It might rain, I don't know. What do you say? It's another day. To the fields I will go. It might rain, I don't know. What do you say? It's another day.
Farm polka. All right, we have music coming your way right now. Tony Rademacher, known as the Kettle Marine Kid, he put out quite a few records, recordings, singles, and I think three or four LPs he put out. He's passed on now, but I did get a chance to get together with him. Used to listen to his music when I was a kid. So let's do one here. I was going to play the Polka Marie by Tony Rademacher.
Dance the polka, Marie. Dance it with me, only with me.
Tony Rademacher in the band, and I like to dance with sexy girls, or I like to sex with dancing girls, or something like that. Hey, we continue with Don Graelich. He's going to perform for us the Chromatic Polka.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The day after a rare Israeli airstrike in Beirut, Lebanon.
Emergency teams are still searching for people who are believed to be missing and could be under the rubble of this building that collapsed. And Dahir, which is the suburb here in Beirut, that is Hezbollah's stronghold.
The BBC's Hugo Bachega in Beirut. Israel says it killed 16 Hezbollah militants. Former President Donald Trump's campaigning in Wilmington, North Carolina later today without Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, a Trump loyalist.
The Trump campaign is distancing itself from him, with the state's 16 electoral votes at risk.
CBS's Wendy Gillette says CNN reported Robinson made a series of anti-Semitic and sexual comments on at least one porn website, something he denies. Health Watch, go ahead and order that second skinny latte with extra foam.
Researchers say those who drink on average 3 cups of coffee a day seem to benefit the most.
CBS's Michael George reporting. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. Highs near 82, a little breezy. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows around 55. Mostly cloudy, 66 with a slight chance of a rain shower on Sunday. Monday, mostly sunny, 68. Tuesday, mostly sunny, near 70.
It's 51 at our studios.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I carry hope.
I carry hope.
I carry hope because I carry Naloxone, and you can too. Naloxone is an easy-to-use medication that can safely reverse an opioid overdose, and it's available across Wisconsin without a prescription.
So join us and be a source of hope in your community. Find Naloxone near you at doseofrealitywi.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services and the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Tim Hobble's here, the polka guy, your host, keeping you company for the remainder of our program. I haven't checked the time lately. However, we do have Don Peachy and the band up next with his country boy polka.
We'll be right back.
the country boy polka, Don Peachy and the band. He's from Barnett, Wisconsin, which is actually near Barry Beaver Dam area. Mm-hmm. And still out there playing. He's up there in age. I'm going to have to stop by and see him again one day. It's been a while. Really has been a while. Let's play one more here from his album. Incidentally, the Grandfather's Joy polka is up, or I don't know if it's a polka. It doesn't say on here. I don't remember if it was. Anyway, you know, grandmother is grandpa's joy, so let's give this one a spin, huh? Yeah, I thought it was a waltz. Grandfather's Joy Waltz there with the Don Peachy Orchestra. With that, we're going to take a little break. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back with more of our last segment of the Sunshine Polka Party. So stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to the Polka Party. We have Frankie Yankovic up next with his version of The Keys.
Coming up, one written by my good old buddy, Howlin' Howard. It's The Keys in the Mailbox.
Old jealous me and careless you, the odds were just too great. I couldn't take those lonely nights, you made me sit and wait. I thought I seen the last of you as you walked out of sight. Instead I see you in my dreams each night.
The keys in the mailbox, come on in.
I'm sitting here and wishing, dear, I had your love again. And I've never even asked you where you've been.
The keys in the mailbox, come on in.
I said I'd rather be alone than share your company. I said don't come around at all if you want more. But sitting here alone, I can't deny the flame that burns. I'd gladly take you back on any terms.
The keys in the mailbox, come on in.
I'm sitting here and wishing, dear, I had your love again. And I'd never even ask you.
Frankie Yankovic and the Keys in the Mailbox. We're going to have him take us out of the program today with the Baby Doll Polka.
Coming up next, a tune that's number one in the Windy City, Chicago. It's the Baby Doll Polka.
That's what I said. So from all of us here at the station, have yourself a great week and a great weekend. Do this again next time on Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Don't forget, Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. We'll be back. Have yourself a great one. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Todd Albaugh Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.